I have to comment here because the data that are in this American classification is really important. I think that if we will have the high quality infrastructure, there will be potential for the 60% of the new cyclists. Yeah, and in my opinion, within that, we have to somehow have to have this target group also in mind. That for in this American categorization, strong and fearless and enthusiastic and confident are those who are already cycling. And this somehow, how say, overlap with the percent of the trips are done by bicycles, about 5 to 10% within the European countries, not the Netherlands and the Denmark. But in all the rest countries, there is a similar share of the people that are using bike. But if we want to have this higher share, we have to define a higher standard for others who are willing to start cycling if there will be the infrastructure of higher quality. And I think that the minimum standards should be for those who are already cycling, but if you want to have more cyclists on the roads, in the transport system, we should also define the higher standards for that. This is just my opinion. So we should define the, here is the, if I just compare this to categorization, American has interested but concerned, and the Dutch have attentive cyclists. I think it's pretty close, and the description of both, or in the case of, I think, ECS standard, it's occasional cyclist, something like that. We have similarities, and we could join, I think, the description of the group that demands a bit higher standards. Mr. Vironsky have